May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, there are a few people in church today wearing a special badge. If you're wearing a special badge, can you put your hand up? Most of those people wearing a special badge are the children who are going to receive communion for the first time today. So maybe it'd be nice for you just to come out for a moment. Can you come out and bring your with your badges on? Come here. Gosh, you've got some very smart children here today. Look at this. Fantastic. Now, what does it say on your badge? Anyone tell me? I belong to God, says along the top, and I belong in the church, it says underneath. And it says that on all these badges. But they're all different. They're all very beautifully decorated. And then what's it say in the middle? What's it say in the middle? Emily. And what does yours say?
Charles.
Emily, Charles. Purity, Jemima, Eric, Frederick, and Leo. So these are our children who are going to receive communion for the first time today. And I hope that maybe you can show your badges to people afterwards at coffee time. I mean, we don't wear these badges every week, do we? Maybe it'd be nice, maybe we should. Anyway, please do show them to other people after the service, if you'd like to sit down. So we don't wear those badges. I've got one too, by the way. And also Donna's got one too, because she was helping to lead the children. So we've both got one too. We might not wear these badges every week, but there is something we do in church, which is a bit like a badge of belonging. And I wonder if any of the children can remember what that is. Something we do in church sometimes, which is a bit like a badge of belonging. Can anyone remember what that is? Eric. Baptism. Baptism is a bit like a badge of belonging. It's a sign of belonging to God and to the church. Right at the beginning of the sessions that we had preparing the children for communion, we talked about baptism, what happens in a baptism, and I asked the children to bring their baptism certificates with them. And we had, they were all from different places, we had baptism certificates from Nigeria, from Italy, from Germany, as well as from Switzerland. Because the church is international, and our church is very international. Now, remind me again what's written in the middle of your badge. What's written in the middle of your badge, Charles? Charles. So it is your name. Yeah, your name. So when we're baptized, we are called by name to be friends of Jesus and members of his family. But our journey as Christians doesn't stop at baptism. That's the beginning. Then we have to journey on and we have to grow in our faith. And the children came up with various things that will help us to grow in our faith. So I'm going to talk about a few of those things. We can come to church. We can worship God. We can learn more about Jesus with others, the old and the young. We belong in the church and we need one another as we follow Jesus. We are Jesus' family, we are his body. So I hope you children will keep coming to church week by week, as I hope all of us will. We also grow as followers of Jesus through prayer. Talking to God and listening to God helps us draw closer to him. Children, do you remember that we drew round our hands, yeah? To help us think about different kinds of prayer. Thanking God, saying sorry, asking for things, praying for others, and also just being silent in God's presence. We can talk to God about everything. We decided in our group there was nothing that we can't talk to God about. But we don't always need to use words. Although it was wonderful to hear some powerful words, and some of the children brought in prayers that they say at home that are very special to them. So we go to church, we pray. We're also called to care for one another. That's a way that we can grow in our faith. Caring for one another as Jesus' friends. And I know a lot of caring goes on in this church. People are very kind to others when they're sick or upset. And we can all look out for ways we can show care for one another here, but also those outside the church. There are many people we may know who are sad or lonely or struggling. As Christians, we also read the Bible. This is our junior church Bible. We read the Bible and we listen to stories about Jesus. And in our sessions, we read a passage from the Bible every time we met, and sometimes we acted out one of the passages, like we sat round a big table with a cloth on and we thought about the Last Supper and how the disciples might have felt at that occasion. We need to read the Bible in order to know who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. Then, of course, another way we grow in our faith is by receiving the bread and the wine. And that's what we're especially thinking about in our service today. If baptism starts us off on the journey, communion is the food we need to keep us going on that journey. We need this food deep inside us to help us to grow. We heard two short Bible readings this morning, one read very beautifully by Eric, and they both tell us about Jesus giving his disciples the bread and the wine at the Last Supper. In both readings, we hear that Jesus takes the bread, remember, gives thanks for it, breaks it, and gives it to his friends. "This is my body," he says. "Do this in remembrance of me." Then he does the same with a cup of wine. "This is my blood," Jesus says. And we say the same words, we use the same gestures every week in communion. Christians have been breaking bread and sharing wine to remember Jesus right from the beginning up to today. As Paul says in our first reading, he received this tradition and then he handed it on to the Corinthians. We have received it and we also hand it on. The bread and the wine help us to remember the Last Supper. They help us to remember that Jesus died for us, his body was broken on the cross for us, that we might live. It's good to remember important things, isn't it? And sometimes we keep things or we do things to help us remember. And we shared some of these things in our group. To remember people's birthdays. We maybe sometimes have cards, don't we? And presents and parties. And I know there's one or two people who've had a party recently and one or two people who are having a party today. So we do that to remember, to celebrate our birthdays. We keep photos of people and special occasions so that we can remember them. And sometimes we eat special food to recall important events or seasons, like eggs at Christmas, or specially decorated biscuits for Christmas, which is very much a beautiful Swiss tradition, and other parts of Europe, which we very much enjoy. The teenagers made some very beautifully decorated biscuits at their event on Friday night. Of course, those of us who are English might, like me, then it's instead of biscuits, it's mince pies and Christmas cake. And other cultures will have other traditions. For Christians, eating the bread and drinking the wine helps us remember that Jesus died for us. But receiving communion is not just about remembering something that happened a long time ago. In some mysterious way, Jesus feeds us now with his life and his love. As we pray over the bread and wine, as we come in faith and trust with our hands open to receive, he feeds us deep inside. Not with a food to make our body strong, but with a food to strengthen our hearts and our spirits to help us to grow like him. When we've been baptized, whether that was very recently for some of us, whether it was 80 or so years ago for others of us, we need to grow. And to help us to grow, we come to church, we talk to God in prayer, we care for each other, we read the Bible, and we receive the bread and the wine in communion. And I hope you children are going to keep on doing these things, as all of us too. I just want to say one further thing. In our communion service week by week, when we've sung praises to God, when we've prayed to him, we've read the Bible, we've received the bread and the wine, what do we do then? Do we stay in church, camp out, till the next Sunday? Jemima looks a bit puzzled. Would you like to do that? We don't do that, do we? So we go back, we go out, don't we? We go out at the end of the service. We go out to our homes, our school, our work, our families, our friends. At the very end of the service, David or I or James will say, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." And that's a really important part of the service. It's not just, okay, off you go. It's really important because when we receive communion, we receive the strengthening of God's love to make us strong so that we can live out our daily lives in following him. So we come to church to be fed, then we go out to serve God in the world, then the next week we come back to be fed again, and it goes on. It's been a great joy to spend time with the children over these last few weeks preparing them for communion today. I think we've learnt a lot together, and the children have had some sheets to fill in. They have a little pack, a communion pack, so maybe some of them might want to show you that, as well as showing their badges, either today or in future Sundays. Finally, I just want to say I will pray for you, as I will pray for all of us, that we will all grow in our faith as friends of Jesus, as we worship in church, read the Bible, pray, care for one another, and receive the bread and wine week by week. Amen.